Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
There's a lot of football talk in this episode.
Yes, there is, and none of it is about my great sense of relief as a Browns fan that we don't have relegation in America.
Go Browns!
So, Patrick, I was out at dinner with friends just last night, okay? Mm-hmm. I do have friends.
I don't, but I like them.
And has this ever happened to you?
Okay.
So, we're at the dinner. We're having a nice conversation. Mm-hmm. And I hear a song on the, you know, what the sound system that they're playing at the restaurant, right? And the song, it was an older song. I've probably heard it. It's a song, Still the One.
Yeah.
You're still the one.
Yeah, I know it. Mm-hmm.
So, I hear this song, and I'm trying to remember the name of the artist,
okay?
But I can't. Like, it's not coming to me. And I'm in a restaurant with people. I can't just be like, oh, I'm going to, like, look this up on my phone now, right? So for some reason in my head, it keeps popping up the OJs. But yet my head is also saying, no, it's not the OJs. But it's like keeps going like that.
Something
there's like
with an O.
Loop happening, right? OJs. No, it's not the OJs. And so I'm having conversations. You know, eating my food, all of this, and this is happening throughout the dinner. And then literally, like, the check came, and it was like, in my head, it was like, Orleans, that's it. It's Orleans. Like, I don't know what, I guess what I'm trying to say is that it feels like that's some kind of sickness or something that I have, right? But this is what's happening.
That's right.
While I'm out to dinner with people.
Couldn't enjoy the meal.
No, because it was bugging me. It was bugging me. It's like, it's not the OJ. Stop saying that, head. Brain, it's not the OJs.
But don't look it up.
Right, but I can't look it up. But yet, eventually, the right answer did emerge. Like, some little, you know, little people inside
That's
your
great.
Brain found the right cabinet drawer and it opened up in the right file folder. And there you go, Orleans.
That's pretty funny. I can relate. I'm glad you spent that dinner on such an important song in American history. But it is one of those ones you hear and you're like, I should know who this is, you know.
Was that a one-hit wonder? Did they much else?
You know, I can't say, but I don't think, as far as I know, they had another hit. But it is that's an earworm too, man. When that gets, and thank you. And to everyone else who's listening, you just put that in our heads.
Oh, no. They also had that song, Dance With Me. That was a big hit song.
Okay.
Dance With Me.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Da, da, mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. So, that's what...
We'll talk about it on Orleans Week.
That's what happened last night. That was my dinner.
All right.
Last night. So, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And that's not what we're going to talk about today.
Right.
We're not going to talk about the band Orleans.
No.
We instead are going to play a little audio that we got here from one of our loyal listeners, Kevin Clement.
Nice, man. Thanks, Kevin.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And this time he didn't call in. He did the whole thing where you, like, record the MP3 and then email it to us.
Yeah, that's great.
It sounds really good.
He went the Stephen Routledge route.
And he wants to talk about some new music that he's been enjoying.
Right.
But before we play
before
the call,
we do that,
you just picked this up. What is this right here?
I was real excited, Jim. I went over to our P.O. box the other day, which, by the way, if anybody wants us to send us anything.
Yeah, what is that P.O. box?
The address is 800 West Broad Street. Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040. And in this case, you want to add USA.
USA, that's important.
Because this package came from Sweden, Jim.
I like the blue.
Isn't it nice? It says
packaging.
It came through the PostNord.
Of course it did.
Yeah, there's a customs form and everything and some cool stamps. So, and it's from Nicholas
Nygaard.
Yeah, in Sweden. So thank you so much, Nicholas, for
can I open this
yeah,
now?
Yeah, let's crack this open. Jim is opening the package. It really is a lovely sort of a deep blue, deep aqua blue.
All right, so here's a note, and then I'll hand you that.
I'll
is that?
The package. Wow, it looks cool, whatever it is.
This is a long note. I'm not going to read all of this.
Okay. Oh, look at this. ITFC Sweden, Spanish Blue Army. So this is really interesting. It's the Swedish. We're going to have to get some more details on this, but I see I see there's a Ipswich Town Football Club chant here. So Ipswich Town Football Club, Sweden, Swedish Blue Army. So Nicholas is a fan of Ipswich Town, it seems. Yet that's the Sweden Supporters Club, it looks like, Jim. So, yeah, look at that.
Oh, nice.
Ipswich Town Football Club, Swedish Blue Army. So this
Ooh, I like this. Yeah. These are coasters.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Those are really nice. And there's some pins here. Look at these beautiful things, wow. Man. From Sweden with Love.
Nice.
Well, I don't know what that one is, but it looks great. Oh, this is awesome. Now, I will say I know that Ipswich had a rough year last year because their big rivals are Norwich, and Norwich won the English Championship last year and went up while Ipswich Town was relegated down to League One.
Oh, okay. So, well, let me read. Okay, there's a part in this note where he discusses
some clarification,
this.
So be great.
You can help me. You're gonna. You may have to translate this twice for me. It's
okay.
Because it's a guy from Sweden talking about soccer. I don't know much about either of these things, so I'm gonna. All right,
I'll do what I can.
He says, although I'm Swedish and have lived in Sweden my entire life, my favorite football, parentheses, soccer, yada, yada, team is English.
Okay.
As you may have already guessed, the team in question is Ipswich Town FC.
Mm-hmm. Their nickname, I believe, is the Tractor Boys.
He says, this once very successful club is now struggling a bit, being relegated to the third division, is what he says.
The third tier of English football. Of, yeah, they're down in League One.
Football. However, this does not stop the Swedish ITFC faithful to continue our endless love for the club.
Okay.
The ITFC Sweden Supporters Club of Ipswich Town FC holds about 200 members.
Wow, that's cool.
Including honorary members Terry Butcher and John Wark, both prolific players from the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
So what does this have to do with music at all? Good question. Well, football is beer is music.
Yes.
Okay. It's really that simple,
yeah,
is what he says.
Yes. I'm going to get that tattoo.
And talking of beer, please find and close the ITFC Sweden rubber beer coasters.
They're so nice.
Please be aware these beauties are as rare as 7-inch God Save the Queen singles.
Oh, wow.
In mint condition. Not quite as valuable, but still rare.
That's awesome.
I hope these can be useful during your recording sessions. And close are also a few ITFC pin badges for you to spread the Ipswich Town gospel in America.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yeah.
And then he says, I know Patrick supports Tottenham, but there's always a place for a second team, right? Supporting the obscure acts in music, you need an obscure football team to follow as well.
Long as I don't say I like Norwich, and then Nicholas will unsubscribe to our podcast forever.
And then he says that, Jim, you're welcome to adopt Ipswich Town as your first team.
Oh, great.
So, I don't know. The boy got me into Everton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Toffees.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Just don't mention Timu Pukki.
I don't really know much about any of this stuff, so I can have another team. Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
Ipswich Town.
Okay. So, this is a Swedish supporters group of that
English
team.
Got it. That's so cool. That's so cool. I think that's really neat. Totally, you know, and I think we can relate in this country, right, Jim? We do have our own professional league, as Sweden does, but their glamour and, you know, the power and the attraction of the Premier League is something that's all over the world. It's probably the most popular league in the world, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, so all the other tiers. I mean, you're playing League One in the third tier of English football, you're probably still going to beat most MLS teams. Just saying.
Well, maybe if Nicholas doesn't have an American team, maybe he can become a Loudoun United supporter.
Beautiful.
Right?
They're down in the lower leagues.
That's right. We'll switch off.
We got to compensate him.
Yeah, that's
all right. Done. Thank
all
you,
right.
Nicholas.
Okay.
You're the best, man.
Thanks very much. This is really awesome.
That's
this
really
is very,
nice.
Very cool.
So thoughtful.
We so appreciate it. All right.
Cool.
So
now, back to your regularly scheduled
program. That's right.
Programming.
So speaking of listeners, one who is a little bit closer to us, but I love that we're global. That is really cool.
It's huge.
That we're worldwide.
It's real important.
That's great. But anyway, I was going to get this Kevin Clement audio.
Okay.
Let's just press play on that right now.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Kevin Clement, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was calling for two reasons. The first one, y'all had been doing some summer songs recently and asked for some fall songs. And one song that always reminds me of fall is a song called This Time of Year by Better Than Ezra. It's a really good tune, really nice, pretty tune. And it's got a lyric in there. Says, well, there's a football in the air across a leaf-blown field. And that just helps me remember the times when I'd go to LSU tailgating parties, always throwing the football around. And also, it's really good memories and all. Because, you know, in Louisiana, fall doesn't really start until October or even sometimes November. It's like, you know, 90-something degrees right now. But just, you know, when fall does come around, I'll put that song in and listen to it. Really good tune. And then also, Colin, about new music. No, I don't listen to a whole lot of new music. So, and pretty much to me, anything new music is anything from this year. So some of these are a little bit older. But first one is Justin Townes Earl. He released the album The Saint of Lost Causes. He's the son of Steve Earl, an alt-country legend. And this is his 9th album. It was released in May. The song that I would recommend from that album is called Mornings in Memphis. It's got a really pretty steel guitar that goes throughout that album, throughout the song. The steel guitarist on the album is called Paul. It's either Niehaus or Niehaus, I'm not sure. But he was in bands such as Calexico and Silver Jews. And man, he plays a really good pedal steel guitar. It's real pretty. The second one I wanted to mention is a gentleman by the name of Leo Randall, or Rondell, and the album is called Right on Time. It was released in March. He is from the Chippewa tribe of North Dakota in the Turtle Mountains, but he's based in Tennessee now. This is his 4th album that he's put out, and they put it as his influences is Hank Williams Sr., the Flying Burrito Brothers, Townes Van Zandt, and you can really hear it in these songs. Really good album, a really good singer-songwriter. And the song I would recommend on there is Win Her Back. Really good, fun tune. And then the third one is actually a new release. This was released just about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's from a man by the name of Jason Hawk Harris. The album is called Love in the Dark. He was actually born and raised in Houston, but he's based in Los Angeles now. And this is his debut album as a solo artist, but he has a punk background. You can kind of hear it in a lot of the songs on this album. It's only a 9-song album. It's real short, but it's really good. And he did a West Coast tour recently with Sarah Shook, who I'm sure you know a lot of y'all know. She kind of helped him get on the label, which is Bloodshot Records. The song I would recommend on there is a song called Given In. And the lyric I really like on there is, said, I wish that where I am is where I've been. And it's, you know, really good, catchy lyrics and all that I really like. So I hope y'all enjoy these. Some nice alt country, indie country, good music, whatever you want to call it. So I hope y'all are doing well. Thank you so much. And as always, keep rocking the suburbs.
All right. Thank you for that.
Wow, man. To hear Kevin's voice in that clear
I know, it's
recording,
nice, isn't it?
Is fantastic. Yeah. It's just like, man, it's great. Just I'm blown away by how robust and big and full it all sounded. Thank you so much, Kevin, for putting that together and sending it to us, man. That's
it's
great.
Like he's been remastered.
It's amazing. Yeah. So it's great.
Wonderful. All right, let's run down the new music suggestions.
Excellent.
That he gives us.
Okay.
First up, Justin Townes Earl.
Yep.
Mornings in Memphis.
Outside the streets are quiet. A car on the road, not a soul inside. I'll bet it's 9 degrees. There's no escape from the heat. The dead of night still climbs up from the street. I've been up all night, drinking alone. got no business out on the road. I love morning to Memphis. I could take a stroll. Sometimes when I'm on my own, I walk down Beale Street real nice and slow.
That's beautiful.
Wonderful. Yeah, big fan of Justin Townes Earl.
Same here.
Yeah, really like him. Have you ever seen him play?
No.
He's great. Should keep an eye out because he comes to the Birchmere
here
in Alexandria and does a night or two nights sometimes, and that's a great venue to see him. You know, very intimate. He's great talker between songs. Dude has been through a lot in his life. He's a fairly young man, but he's been through a ton. Like, his dad struggled with a lot of demons and really fought him hard, and it comes out in his music. So he's amazing to see and just kind of be in his presence. It's really worth it. I've only seen him the one time, but I was like, you know, I listen to his music all the time. Why don't I just buy a ticket and go see the guy? Because, you know, I constantly listen to his music and I love it. And it shows up on all my mixes and my playlists and all that stuff. So I went, and it was such a treat. Went with my wife, and we sat there, had a nice dinner, and watched Justin Townes Earl. So just go see him. He's always playing. You know, go see him while you can. But it seems like he's in a really good place. I didn't even know this album was out. So thank you, Kevin. Great, man. You know, I agree with you. Anything from this year is still new music to me, too.
Yeah, so, totally.
Yeah, totally.
No, this totally
yeah.
counts. Anybody
Absolutely.
Wants to, anybody else wants to get in on this,
yeah.
it's pretty loose.
Yeah.
So whatever's new
man.
To you, really.
That's exactly right.
It's fine by us.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I think, you know, Justin Townes Earl is one of those guys. He writes really touching sort of songs and with real depth to them, real emotional depth.
Yep.
And it's consistently strong work.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
I think he said ninth album, and you can, you know, how there's some artists, like if people say like, how do I get in an artist? And you say like, start with this album,
yep.
right? Or start with that album, whatever. I think with him, you just pick.
Totally.
Pick any one of the records.
I think you said it right, yeah. Jim. His quality standard is super high.
Yeah.
Anything you listen to is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. So excellent. All right. The next one on Kevin's list here was Leo Rondeau.
Okay.
Familiar at all?
Not at all.
Neither am I. The song he suggested is called Win Her Back.
I've had my fair share of run-ins. I've been held back by my shortcomings. Complicated by insecurity. Susceptibility.
Pretty great.
That's
too.
Really nice. That really hit the spot for me. I liked it a lot. It had a classic sort of honky-tonk piano and a little sort of like a Buck Owen shuffle going on.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
There's some accordion in
yeah,
there too.
That was neat. And then there's the whole Chippewa Indian thing apparently.
Right. I'm reading this now that Leo is based in Nashville, but he grew up in North Dakota.
Okay.
And says his family lineage is a band of the Chippewa Indian tribe. Hmm. So
that's so interesting.
I do like that sort of honky-tonk piano sound. I don't think you hear that enough anymore.
Yeah.
And always when I hear that, I actually, you know, it makes you feel like you're in the setting.
Yeah.
Do you know
exactly
what I mean?
Right.
When you hear that piano in a country song, it's like it places you like in a bar.
That's right.
Much, right.
And there's
a
somebody
saloon.
Smoking.
Yeah.
And there's wood floors with sawdust on them.
That's
or
right.
something. Yeah, exactly. That's really cool. Never heard of them. Definitely going to check them out. So Leo Rondeau, Rondeau. Got a little bit of the the Bayou sort of inflection in that spelling.
I'm just going to read you two sentences from this bio on his website.
All right.
I think this sums it up pretty nicely. It says, Leo Rondo is a country dance band with a folk singer's heart.
Hmm.
If there's a dance floor, you'll find it in full swing when Leo's playing.
Yeah.
I can hear that.
Yeah, totally.
But you'll also find bar sitters turned on their stools watching the stage.
Nice. There you go.
That's the equivalent of the chin strokers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah, if you're not going to stroke your chin, at least turn your bar stool around so you can watch the band.
I think that's high praise. It's sort of like it's good enough that they'll actually turn away from the
bar. I'm going to turn around.
That's right.
So to get a beer, I have to turn back around. Yeah, that is high praise. I love that.
Okay.
Well said.
Very good. All right. What was the last one here? It is Jason Hawk Harris.
Okay.
Does this mean anything?
Nope.
Nope. Same here. Okay. The song is called Giving In.
Okay.
Liquor store cashier knows my name. Calls it out to ask me if I'm doing okay. Throw a 20 out of me can keep the change, but I gotta get this bullet from the bottle to my brain. If I had a needle, I would put it in my veins. I got a wife, works so damn hard. She makes the money while I spend it in the dark. She cries at home while I cry in the car, and I try not to wake her when I get home from the bar. Sleep so close, but she feels so far. I don't wanna do it again, but I can't stop myself from giving in. Oh, I wish that where I am was where I've been. Oh, I wish that where I am was where I've been. Got me thinking he's alright, so I get real drunk while he checks the time. I'm double vodkas with a little wine.
Hmm. That's really interesting.
That is really interesting.
So this is a debut album by Jason Hawk Harris. It's on Bloodshot Records.
I was going to say, that's a mark of quality.
Yeah, that exactly. But that to me, especially with that sort of that big guitar line in it's almost like you cross country music with like new wave.
I was gonna say there's definitely something else going on with that. You can hear the country foundation, you can hear the roots of it, but there's something else on top of it.
Oh,
that's
totally
something I'm gonna have to spend some time listening to, which I'll do.
The song kind of takes some turns that you don't necessarily expect.
Yeah, the lyrics really caught me too. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah. That's a I appreciate this recommendation. I want to listen to this. The album is called Love and the Dark.
And again, Jim, I don't know, for me, one of those things where you see a label, even in 2019, as we close out the 2010s, Bloodshot, you know, their quality is pretty damn high. There's not a lot on that label where at least I would listen to it and go, that's no good. You know, that's bad, or they're selling out, or they're giving up. Yeah, they always have really good stuff.
No, they have great taste. They know what they're doing there.
Yeah, they really do.
All right, cool. Thank you for the recommendations.
Thanks,
if anyone would like to turn us on to some new music, we would love to hear it.
Yep.
You can do as Kevin did, which is to record a little message. We love to hear people's voice and
absolutely
hear the enthusiasm that they bring to it.
Exactly.
So a couple ways you can do that. You can make a little audio recording and send it to us via email.
Yep.
And that is rock@suburbspod.com.
Right.
And it's pretty easy these days with the voice memo apps on a phone and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't have to be intimidated by that. Just go in a quiet room, you know, in a closet or somewhere where it's pretty quiet and just record your voice memo. It's going to come out sounding really good, and it automatically makes it into an MP3 file for you there.
So. And then you just send that our way.
That's all you have to do.
The other thing you can do, though, if you'd rather, you could just call and leave a message on our voicemail.
We're always open.
612-440-1984. There is always the third option, which is to open up the window and yell. Right?
Yeah. It's little used, but it's very effective.
That's right.
Somebody will come.
So there's that.
Let me just tell you.
If you'd rather write your thoughts out,
you can
email at the email address I mentioned. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and leave comments and such.
That's right.
There, all those at Suburbs Pod. And then for that one, there's always the Flaming Arrow.
That's right. That's right.
That's the other way to go.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had a Flaming Arrow shot in our direction, but I hope it comes back soon.
And there's the P.O. Box, yes. Which again...
You can send us a typewritten letter.
If you want to do that or send us free stuff, we love the free stuff.
Yep.
800 West Broad Street, Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040.
That's right. And just... You know, thank you to everybody who does get in touch. It really means a lot to us. So, Kevin, thank you so much. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks very much. I think if the schedule is as we have it on our sheet, that we're going to take a little break for the rest of this week.
I think so, too.
And we're going to have some guest hosts in. So don't be alarmed.
Keep listening every day.
Every day. But that's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Intern John
is going to do so some cool. episodes
you guys
with
are
some friends
love
of
this.
His.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
And then we also have Mike and Brett making another appearance. So
always.
We got
great
that. So
to have them.
That'll be the rest of this week. And then we'll be back the week after that, yep. I think. I don't know. I'm
I
not making
so.
Any
yeah.
if, strong commitments.
If I make it back to Louisville. Yeah.
That's right. All right. So there you go. Fall songs was another thing that came up here.
Yes.
I think we mentioned, you know.
Fall songs.
It's time
mm-hmm.
to.
It's
time
October.
To you know, dust those off.
Yep.
And Kevin Clement mentioned one that he really likes by Better Than Ezra, which is a Louisiana band,
New Orleans.
Right? So the song Kevin recommended is called This Time of Year.
Okay, cool.
So we'll play out with that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you later.
Well, there's a feeling in the air, just like a Friday afternoon. Yeah, you can go there if you want, though it fades too soon. So go on, let it be. If there's a feeling coming over me, seems like it's always understood. This time of year, well, I know there's a reason to change. Well, I know there's a time for us. You think about the good times and you live with all the bad, and you can feel it in the air. It's feeling right this time of year. There's a football in the air, across the leaf-blown field. Yeah, and there's your first car on the road, and the girl you steal.
Reminds me of
Have you ever been to Sweden?
I never have. No, I hear it's...
Neither have I, but I...
Nordic.
It's got to be nice.
Yeah. Some Nordic ice
I've
place.
I've been to IKEA. I'm sure they hate references right. like that.
I'm sure they're real happy.
He's like, unsubscribe.
That's right. Send that stuff back.
Yeah.